seemed to be way
general
more
pulse
than
of the Golic family after Brian Kelly lost. Did it affect anybody at all?
Oh, it affected me so greatly. Did I just say that out loud?
A little bit, Mike. A little bit.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was just not a likable guy.
Yeah.
And he left Notre Dame.
What a hilarious ending to the game.
I know.
Wow.
Outrageous. Yeah.
Their star wide receiver went on Instagram after the game and deleted every one of his pictures and every mention of LSU in his bio.
Is that true? I saw that on Twitter this morning.
Is that boot kid or whatever his name is? B-O-U-T-T-E?
It's pronounced Boutte.
Boutte? Of course it is.
Uh-huh.
He's like the...
So he scrubbed everything LSU off of his social media?
Supposedly, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's like anything else. It's internet reporting and not real reporting when it's social media stuff, so...
You didn't look into that before you just reported that to us.
can we get a standard of
there
what that means? Because it seems to be what, like, the go-to move is now when somebody is unhappy is to scrub. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm unhappy? Does that mean I want out? Like, we need a baseline of what that means.
I mean, Kyler Murray did that in the beginning of the offseason.
He had two catches last night, right? And they were both in the second half of the game.
Well, Andy had a big bad drop at the end, too.
Oh, he did? Mm. Okay. Well, that didn't take long. Never saw that one coming.
Yeah.
I love all the Brian Kelly memes. One of him yelling at the ref and it just says, "I do declare."
Oh, this is when the internet is at its finest. Like, I enjoyed waking up this morning and laying in bed and looking at Twitter. Like, it was just so good.
Did you guys see that those wolves escaped from the zoo?
At the Cleveland Zoo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're shuttling, like, the people.
I guess, man, that's my thought is, why are you trying to zoo the wolves?
Right.
We all, like, there's a bunch of animals in the zoo already that are kind of dangerous, but a pack of wolves that want to hunt in that order that you've caged up seems like a truly bad idea.
Seems like a weird thing to put in a zoo.
Yeah, I guess that's also true. Like, I'm not super psyched to go see wolves.
No.
Yeah, like, who says, oh, I can't wait to go see the wolves?
Like, not nearly as exciting as seeing, like, a hippo or something.
Or a giraffe or something that, you know, like that. But I'm not big on zoos anymore either.
They kind of make me sad a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So.
I was having that talk with someone the other day who said that somehow aquariums feel different to them. Like, they're somehow less sad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
This fish is generally stupid.
I still feel kind of sad for the ones that are in the small little displays. Yeah, the big ones that you walk under and everything. That's a little bit better, but it's not the ocean either. So
no, I guess that you think relative. Theirs is probably even smaller because, man, the ocean's so big.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if it's like living in New York where you have your area. Where the fish just kind of hang in their area of the ocean. Don't go past that coral there. We don't know what's out there.
Honestly, we do that here.
I was just gonna
say, little clownfish.
Wasn't that kind of how it was in Nemo? Didn't he go too far?
Yeah, I think he went too far.
He tried to touch the butt.
Yeah.
from butt to Boutte, a college football story.
Wow.
It's I guess what the Great Barrier Reef is their version of the 405. It's like, yeah, no, sorry, I don't go up past the 405. I stay west of that here. I'm a west sider out in LA now. I speak the lingo because
you do. Oh my God, you're so hip.
Wow.
You're so hip.
Aren't you hip?
So are you enduring the super heat out there right now?
Yeah, did we start this podcast or no?
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast. I'm Mike Golic Jr. Those are my parents. That's my brother. That's my sister, Sydney, and her husband, Ben. It's Mikey A. It's the first time we've all been back together on this podcast. We have a lot to get to because we're a few weeks behind on certain things because... Life has been happening. Jake is busy trying to make a human child continue to live and live well. Ben has started med school, so he's been busy doing doctor stuff while still finding time for his first love of jiu-jitsu. And my parents and I have been focused on a minor league baseball game. So that's, I think I hit about every major topic that we've missed in all of this.
I think that's it.
I think you did. I think you did pretty well. I mean, it was, yeah, we're just missing Jenny today. She is, where is she, Jake?
She's back to work.
Oh, yeah. Send her back to work, huh?
I sent her back to work.
Kid's 2 months old and go back to work.
Go back to work. Maternity leave's over.
Isn't that what it usually is, 8 weeks?
I have no idea.
Ben, do you know?
It's longer than that, isn't it?
I thought it was like 12.
I think it's usually a fair amount longer than that. Especially now, I feel like in this day and age, maternity leave has gotten a lot bigger like chunk for people, which I'd imagine is pretty good because having a baby seems like it's pretty hard. But that doesn't stop Jenny from going out there and bulldogging it.
So along those lines, so Jake, you guys own businesses, so maternity leave is really inconsequential for you guys. Ben, if you are allowed maternity leave.
Paternity leave.
When Sid has a baby,
dude leave.
Will you take it?
He'll technically still be a student when we have our first kid, so I don't even know if that.
So let's say if you have a kid when you're in residency or something, it's your sixth kid or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
And you're in residency.
Ben is not laughing.
You're in a position where you can take that leave. Would you take it?
I think only if I needed to. I'd have to talk with Sid, and you know, if she's crushing the mom game, then I think we're good. But if she has that far away look in her eye, she needs some help.
I feel like that's natural as a parent, though. Yeah, so.
Jake, care to comment on the far away look?
I live with a far away look in my eye right now. It's Jenny and I have a really good system of helping each other out, so it's been manageable. And you know, like you said, we're fortunate that we kind of can make our own schedules work and everything. But yeah, it's a constant faraway look.
We could probably make the announcement that yesterday Jackson had the best day of his life so far.
He did. First best day ever at 10 weeks exactly. It only took 10 weeks, but he had a great day yesterday. He was happy as could be all day yesterday. He slept great last night. So it's certainly going to come unraveled here pretty soon.
Jake, I can honestly say you guys are probably more the norm. Now, I don't know. You guys have had it bad, some of it, but you guys are probably more the norm than somebody at 10 weeks saying, oh, yeah, our baby was perfect since it came home from the hospital.
I have a member at one of our studios. His son was actually born on the same day in the same hospital. We had rooms right next to each other and didn't know it in the hospital. So our kids are the same age. And he told me yesterday that his kid is sleeping 7 hours straight at night.
Did you want to die a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Did you fist fight him?
No. He's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Dad brawl breaks out.
He's bigger than you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Our member is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Oh, my man. God.
All right, well, that's good.
Cruel and unusual.
While we're on the topic of the baby, though, can we talk about Jake and Jenny's ritual at nighttime?
Oh, yeah. So Jake, feel free to how did the nightly spa for Jackson begin? Because I've gotten to see it up close and actually be a part of his nighttime bath. But this is I don't know whether to be worried or just overjoyed that the young man is absolutely in the lap of luxury.
So one of the problems that he has is acid reflux. So he's at his happiness when he's upright in the baby bajoran against my chest or in the bathtub. Those are the two places that he's his happiness. So every night between 7:30 and 8, we give him a bath. And during the first 10 weeks of his life, a recurring theme on TV has been the Camp Lejeune commercials about getting money from contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. So we've effectively started calling our house Camp Lejeune. Just because it's been hell on earth for 10 weeks. And the bath is called Four Seasons Camp Lejeune when he goes into the bath. And he loves it every time he's in it. About 30 minutes he's in there, he smiles the whole time. And then you pull him out and he starts screaming. So
you do play spa music though, right?
Oh, the time I was there, they put him in, and by the way, this bathtub is in their kitchen sink.
Right. They have a little baby bathtub in there and they put it in their
kitchen. But they put him in there, they turn the lights down low. And then Jake goes, Alexa, play spa music. And like Four Seasons spa music comes on.
It's Enya. Enya. Yeah. Enya.
Unbelievable. Enya. Uh-huh. And then I like your ritualistic taking him out of the bathtub.
Uh-huh. Yeah, presenting him. It's a boy every time as we put him into his towel to dry him off.
They,
yeah.
they replay the actual birth. My God.
If you can't tell, we've completely lost our minds over here.
But hey, you do whatever you can.
The first thing Jake said to me after that, after I watched this all take place, was, we do this every night without an audience.
The same thing. There's no show. Not,
yeah. But that's sanity. You know what? You do shit for sanity.
Mm-hmm. Do what you gotta do,
man.
Do you
change your voice? Like, do you go from talking normal to, Alexa,
it's a whisper.
Please play spa music. Do you, yes. does, like, do you have to go down to that drop soothing?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
She's playing. Oh. Alexa's Wait. Playing right now spa music.
Is it at your house, Mikey?
Yep. Oh. Alexa, shush.
Always listening. Always listening.
Oh, that is funny.
Terrific. Oh, my
that
God.
That is funny. Well, we're glad it's going better there. We miss Jenny for sure.
Yep. It's today. How's today?
Today's good. He's asleep right now. He's doing good. I got no complaints right now. Knock on wood, everybody.
Okay.
That's good. And he did make his first travel to a baseball game, which a lot of us went to last week because Mike was the star of the show. The Hartford Yard Goats, which is a double A, they're a Colorado Rockies affiliate, correct?
The Yard Goats are the double A affiliate for the Colorado Rockies and home to the number one double A ballpark in America, I believe, 3 years running.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ballpark. Now, when Mike and I were at ESPN and Mikey A, we would have like ESPN outings there occasionally. And we had a ball there. We had a lot of fun there. The Yard Goats were very nice to us. Mike, I know you have a great relationship with them. So it turns out after we're all gone, they give you a bobblehead night last week.
Yeah. I mean, listen, as soon as this team found its way into Connecticut, I basically did every, like, as we know, as people that largely in this group grew up and lived in Connecticut and in central Connecticut, there's not a lot of shit to do there. And so when stuff pops up that I enjoy, I try and wrap my arms around it because I'm afraid it will leave like everything else good in Connecticut. So when Donut Crazy opened up in West Hartford, I made sure to come over and give them my business damn near every day. And when this minor league baseball team got there, I'm like, all right, let's go and try and be involved in this. Like you said, they've been great to us and allowed us to bring a bunch of people when we were at ESPN for, like, you know, little group outings and show outings and shit like that. But yeah, they decided, apparently scraping the bottom of the barrel of promotional nights, once they got to a Tuesday in August, they wanted to do Mike Golic Jr. bobblehead night for only the truest sickos on planet Earth who would somehow show up and see my guy with his little, like, as someone said, it looked like I got my hair cut and my lineup at a barber shop that I would normally frequent.
But it was a good bobblehead of you. It looked like you. But why didn't they put the tattoos on? They left the tattoos off. Is that
well? I mean, having to do it. So it was there were like 1,000 bobbleheads they gave away, and having to draw tattoos on 1,000 bobbleheads does seem like it would be a bit cumbersome work. So this is the version of me that my grandmother, dad's mom would most appreciate.
Yeah, that is very true. And you also had to throw out the first pitch. Now I will say, it was a nice first pitch. We can talk about it, but you didn't throw from the mound. But that wasn't your fault. They would not let you throw from the mound, so you had to throw in front of the mound, and you had practice. And I'll be damned, you threw a nice pitch.
Yeah, they were. So at the Yard Goats games, you're not the only one throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. There was a girl out there on her birthday in a walking boot.
Yeah.
That was the first to throw it out. There was a bunch of children that did it. The guy two spots before me, and this pissed me right off, the guy two spots before me looks over, and we're adults after a line of six kids that go up there. And the guy's looking at me. He's like, my buddy's over there giving me shit right now. I used to pitch at UConn, and he's like, if you put this in the dirt, you're never going to hear the end of it, talking about him. He proceeds to go up there and throw lefty fucking gas from the mound.
Yeah, he did.
He looked like he raised up, and he looked like he was 9 feet tall when he released this at the top. The pop, like the manager for the Yard Goats was catching these things, and he looked over like he wanted to sign Buddy to the contract to see if he could play him today. And so I had to follow that guy going up there, and yeah, just completely blacked out. My only motivation was making sure, one, Dad, I couldn't hear him cackle from the seats that all of our family were in watching this. Because everyone, you all were rooting against me and rooting for content.
Mikey, I wasn't.
You were there absolutely 110%. And I don't blame you rooting for me to 50 Cent this thing and make content for you guys. And I had to defy it.
You are the murderer of content. You do a perfect pitch. It was, I mean, it was
the guy didn't even have to move
the worst possible scenario.
You're right. He did not even have to move his mitt. And you're right. I was rooting for the content side of it. The only one rooting for you was your mother, because that's what moms do. But you threw a good pitch. Again, you weren't allowed on the top of the mound, so you had to throw it where you threw it from. And you threw it. You did well. Bottom line is you didn't bounce it. And that's all you have to worry about when you throw out a first pitch. So that was all well done. We had a bunch of people there, too. So it was fun to see everybody. Again, that was Jackson's first baseball game, and it left with a win. So it was a good night all the way around.
Yep. The key to any great first pitch is drink before.
You got to find that line, right? Where you don't get drink too much to where you really try and, you know, sauce one in there because the alcohol gave you way too much, you know, confidence.
Can I tell you how much I was rooting and actually fist pump when one of the kids in front of me dirted the ball back?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He bounced his off the grass and I was just sitting there like, yes. Thank you.
That is unbelievable. You were rooting for a kid to suck.
Yeah, that kid's gonna have plenty. He's got a long life ahead of him. He's got plenty of opportunities to go and make his parents proud and to do all sorts of great things here. He's got years ahead of him. I'm running out of cool shit to do. I don't know how many of these opportunities like this I'm going to get. And if I fail at these opportunities, they are going to live much more in the internet age. This kid, his parents are going to put this in a fucking scrapbook or on their Instagram page that's got like 9 followers, 3 of which are ants that they don't even like. I am going to have this blasted out to the masses. So I'm sorry. The stakes were different for me and Timmy. Timmy could take a walk on this one. Timmy can afford to dirt this. I needed this moment.
That's true. You listen, I can't argue that.
No.
I can't argue that because, yeah, the Twitter can treat you very meanly. They were already trying because you're saying you didn't throw from the mound. But, again, that wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to take their shots at you.
Yeah, mound Twitter was here, and I defeated them as Jackson Golick has now entered the podcast.
Hey, right, Jax!
Where is he?
He's being a baby.
Too bad we're not on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's see if he has anything to say.
Hey!
Take a picture so we can...
You have anything to say?
Oh!
That's not happy.
This podcast sucks. One star.
Jake, say something.
Hello. Yeah, we're taking photos in the middle of the podcast.
Baby's first podcast. It's
a baby's first.
Yeah. You're gonna want this back.
And I'm gonna mute it. I'm gonna mute again.
Okay. Goodbye. Jake's multitasking.
Download, subscribe, rate, review. Sorry in advance. The podcast that pisses off babies.
Yeah. That's what we do. He had a really sour look on his face.
He did. He was not happy with the situation.
Wow.
No, and you know what? I meant to bring up with you guys. I'm a little miffed that every time as we our family group chats become nothing but pictures of Jackson, and we love that. He's fantastic, but every time he looks chubby and has a double chin, that's when y'all say he looks like me. And I'm starting to not feel so great about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's true though, isn't it?
I mean,
yes.
I mean, you as a baby.
And Mike's a grown man.
Well, no, I mean, he looks like Mikey as a baby.
Listen, the Golick family double chin on the male side is the reason every one of us
has a beard.
If we took a picture of Jackson and painted a beard on him, it would be fucking Mikey. So,
by the way, we need to just for content paint a beard on him. So, Jake, get on that. I know.
Yeah.
I know that filters. We want actual paint here.
He's still kind of bald like Mike, so you know, and that's not going to last long. He'll have a head of hair pretty soon. Yeah, I mean, the baby.
Don't jinx him, man.
Yeah.
We don't need to say this out loud. Just let him live and we'll let go and let God on this one.
I would have never thought you would have been bald. I mean, one of the podcasts you were on recently put a picture of you from college up. I mean, it's astounding.
Had that lettuce, man. Had that freaking lettuce.
Oh.
Yeah, and at that point, you can't think it's ever going to be gone.
Right.
And boy, it just, I wonder why. It's so wild.
Mike, when was the first time that you grew a beard or a goatee or a mustache? How old were you?
The first time I grew one. So in high school, we went to a Catholic high school that didn't let you wear facial hair. So it was my freshman year of college that I really grew it at, like, because once you couldn't have long hair and you couldn't have a beard. So my freshman year of college, I looked like Grizzly Adams. I let everything go the longest it possibly could.
Yeah, I remember the mugshot. But when did you have to start shaving?
I had to start shaving probably, I would say, my junior year of high school. Not like a ton,
okay,
but it would definitely start to come in. And then by my senior year, it was definitely upkeep to make sure that I didn't have to go shave in the dean's office.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because there's an inverse correlation between thickness of facial hair and propensity to bald.
Really?
Yeah. So the same type of receptors that control facial hair growth, the androgen receptors, if I'm getting this right, I'm not referencing this.
You could say anything. It would be like,
yes, tell us more.
God, he's so smart.
The androgen receptors, of course.
Androgen receptors that control facial hair growth are present in the scalp. And the same molecule, I believe, that binds to the receptors in your chin, you know, mustache, whatever, that grows hair actually decreases hair in the top of your head.
So when I always would joke that the hair on my head migrated south to my chin, I actually wasn't far off.
It's like the forests of Fangorn. They're moving on their own.
I regret this beard.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Could I have staved this off if I had shaved the beard, or was
no,
this just...
No, it was just going to happen anyway. Fuck. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wouldn't it be terrible to think that you could have controlled it, though?
That you screwed it up?
Yeah. Like, fuck, I screwed this up.
Honestly, it makes sense, because if we all had to walk around with shitty beards and bald hair, I feel like biology would take over and our side of this would just die off. I would have no way to pass on my genes to anyone else if I didn't have this robust beard to balance out the bald head. And it does. This is also goes along with my theory why every bald bearded white guy looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, and we're all just Kyle Long variants.
Yes.
And both you guys did that your freshman year. Jake did it with the hair growth. Jake had the long hair freshman year, again, because they went to a Catholic high school, so they couldn't have long hair or show their tattoos or beards and all that. So yeah, Jake went long hair and Mike went, and it was different long hair. Jake's was kind of straight long hair. Mike's was friggin' Mr. Curly Top.
Again, just Google the mugshot, like Ben said. You'll get a really accurate portrayal of what I was working with there.
Yeah, Jake sends him that every year. What is it, on your birthday?
Yep.
That he sends you a mugshot?
Yep. It's a good reminder. Jake sends me my mugshot on my birthday, and I wish him a Merry Christmas on his birthday, because he was born on Jesus. Well, Jesus's stolen valor birthday. Jesus was born in the springtime, and the Catholics are trying to win over the pagans. Open your third eyes, but
Jesus,
we're not ready to have that conversation as a people. Oh, Mr. Ted has made his way in here as this podcast is fully unhinged. My mom is taking pictures of Jackson during the podcast, not listening to anyone. Mr. Ted the Bulldog has made his way in here.
He was chewing my cord for my headphones.
Now he wants to bite everyone here. Sydney, save this podcast here. You started a book club the last time that we did this. Update us on where we're at right now. What book did you read? What books are you reading? Has this... Have you fallen off the wagon now?
I forgot about the book club.
Come on, Sid.
There was an absolute look of panic on her face when you said that. She was like, oh shit, I have to talk.
Right now? I haven't read a page since I read Reminders of Him.
Oh, you read the book for the book club.
I finished it in like a day. It was the fastest I've ever read a book in my life. Amazing book. Probably my favorite book out of this author I've read so far. Next one is going to be All Your Perfects. I don't know if we're still doing the book club, but that's
we haven't done anything except read the book.
Yeah, like, do you want me to break down reminders of him? Like, what are we
doing?
That's
what you do.
Yeah, you give your review of the book. You maybe give it a rating at the end here. You decide if you want to put the Sydney fuck you stamp of approval on this.
Oh, I'm definitely putting the stamp on this book. This was, I would say, a 4.5 out of 5 star book, just because I'm too nervous to give 5 stars to any book. But so good. Great storyline. Ledger deserves the world. The main character.
The main male character.
The main male character. Mom, do you want to say anything about it? I need to talk to someone about this. Jenny.
Jenny was the one who really had some strong thoughts about it, and she's not here. So,
Mom, did you also read this book, though?
I also read the book. I thought it was very good. I've read a couple of hers because Sydney started me on it. So I think I've read 3 of her books, and this was my favorite.
Who was the author again?
Colleen Hoover.
The Hoover Hook.
Hoover Hook.
Yes.
The one that makes a god ungodly amount of money.
Oh, that's right. Didn't we break down her Amazon earnings the last time on this podcast?
She got like $430,000 off Amazon in a month or something that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hoover Hook is working.
Yeah. So along those lines, since, you know, everybody's kind of gotten a look at Sydney over these podcasts and just how special she can be. Ben, what is it like when you maybe come downstairs taking a study break from med school and you see Sydney sitting there reading a book?
It's like stumbling upon a new life form that we've never seen before. You know those videos of them doing like the deep ocean submarine discovery down there where it's pitch black and they're just shining a light and they come across something that gets them really excited that they didn't expect to see. That's exactly what it's like. Around the corner, she's sitting there reading. TV's off, phone is put away, maybe even silenced, and she's turning pages and a little tear pops up in my eye.
Wow.
And it's there for a short time and then it disappears and it doesn't come back for a while.
I mean, she reads books like she's a fiend.
Yeah, I have to finish it as quickly as possible.
Right. That's how I am, too.
It seems now we're at the point where probably Jake and I are the only two that don't crack a book anymore.
Jake, Dad, you've just given up on Clive Cussler like that?
He has.
Clive Cussler's died.
I know, but there was still... I thought there was...
It doesn't mean you have to stop reading books.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
that's fine. The whole cat.
I mean, I've read just about all of them. I mean, I doubt that. I'm telling you, the amount... When I was actually reading books before I got them, you know, online, and I actually had the book, I had so many of the Clive Cussler books stacked up in the house.
Dad, we remember.
Yeah. There were just different variations of different wooden ships in the store.
Yes, yes.
Every Clive Cussler cover is
ship. And different characters, but he passed away. I mean, I might have a couple of more still to read, but I mean, I have almost emptied the entire catalog, so... I don't know where I'm going to continue with this in the future. Jake certainly isn't bouncing a new baby on his knee. He sure as shit ain't going to be reading anything anytime soon.
Not reading shit. Just trying to get the kid to fucking eat.
Oh my.
This is going well.
Oh no. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jake.
J-Man is pissed.
Oh my God.
It is so funny to see. This is exactly where Sydney gets her reading tendencies from, because all Dad would do when he would go off to college football games. And I'm just pulling up the list of them now. Clive Cussler, Raise the Titanic.
Yes.
Clive Cussler, Sahara. Clive Cussler, White Death. Clive Cussler, Pacific Vortex. Clive Cussler, Inca Gold.
And I think Sahara was the only one made into a movie, and Matthew McConaughey was the star of it.
I'm looking at his obituary, and his books have sold more than 100 million copies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Fucking Clive Cussler.
And he had different heroes. Different
heroes would be in different time frames. And he would always, he would always be in his book, as Clive Cussler would always show up somewhere in the book.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He was like Stan Lee in Marvel movies.
Yeah,
that's it. It's exactly right. Yes.
Ted, shut up.
Ted. Jesus, we are off the rails.
He's fighting with Harry over a
chew toy.
Mike, have you ever read? Tom Clancy?
You know what I have, actually, Ben? Yeah. I've read a couple of his books, yes.
Back
yes,
in the olden days, he wrote some pretty good ones.
Back in the olden days? Fuck you, Ben. How about that?
Wow. I mean, he comes on the podcast once in a blue moon.
Well, yeah, talking about olden days, all of a sudden. Mean, hey.
It is the olden days.
Shit, why?
I refer to the olden days as like mid-2000s now.
Oh,
so.
My God.
I saw that there's a Gen Z trend of calling the 1990s the late 1900s now.
Oh, they can all kiss my ass. Which,
honestly, I'm all about telling kids that I grew up in the late
1900s.
Well, we got another one of the, and they put it into a commercial. Joe Montana does the Guinness commercials. And there was a new one out of Guinness, and he was talking, you know, they were sitting there with a young guy and another guy, and the young guy was like, oh, I thought it was, you know, a heavy beer, and they talked about how it's not as heavy, and the talk was that Joe was an athlete, and the guy said to him, oh, did you play tennis? Like, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, they're making jokes about not knowing who the fuck Joe Montana is. How awful is that?
Oh, I guarantee any kid born in the 2000s does not know who Joe Montana is.
I know. And that's just so sad.
He's the Guinness guy. Listen,
I know.
If you stick around in this game long enough, like I said, yep. For some people, Ice Cube is the guy from 21 Jump Street.
I know. I'm with you, which we just watched the other night. So yeah. Hilarious.
Dad's going to be the guy from the Shamrock Series video.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're going to be the guy from the Hangover spoof, Dad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Ben, we haven't had you on in a while. You need to explain how med school is going for you. Is it true that you have not gotten anything less than an A on a test so far?
Wow, really putting me out there on the spot.
Uh-huh.
That is true. Mayo is a pass-fail school, so anything above a 70 counts the same.
But you've gotten an A on all your tests.
Yeah, I've studied hard. I've worked hard.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, not for nothing, Ben. I don't want a doctor that just passed. Okay? Yeah. Like, I don't want a doctor that passed with a 71.
That's yeah. Hey, C's get degrees.
Goddamn right.
That's right. How's it going for you? All right? All good?
Yeah, it's going well. It's a lot of work. Understandably, probably more than I anticipated.
Okay.
There's a constant pressure to be studying and just forego all the different aspects of life. Just, you know, get to churning out as many Anki cards as possible. But balance is important too.
Anki is like a online. It's a flashcard.
Spaced repetition learning software.
And again, how many of these flashcards are you have?
Anki Tonk.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a tool to help you review what you've learned. So they come, it's flashcards and they show up repetitively. And I've downloaded a deck that'll help me prepare for step one, which is the first step in the medical licensing exam that you take sometime at the end of your second year. And that deck is 47,000 cards long.
Something like that.
Jeez. Yeah. It takes me about 10 seconds to get through a card. I mean, so like when I was studying, I would do 750 to 1,000 a day.
His goal is like 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
That's considered a great
Just thing. A couple hours sitting there, you know, reviewing material. But that, yeah, so that pressure to do that is constant. And it's, I got to kind of like dial it back and remember that I have a life and a wife and, well, right, there's nothing outside of my life than you, babe.
Oh my God.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's what you always tell me.
Oh my God. So is it harder than you thought?
No.
Just more time consuming than you thought?
Yeah, it's busier.
Uh-huh.
It's busier than I thought it would be.
Does Sydney help you at all in your studying?
No. I think the best way to help is just to leave him alone.
You can help by reading more Colleen Hoover books and shutting the fuck up.
I just, my thing that I do is every like hour or two, I'll go just check in and like wave and say hi. He enjoys that. Just some like human contact interaction. So
he enjoys that. Like he's a dog.
Wow.
You can see his ears perk up.
Yeah. His tail wags. It's great.
Do you manage to have a brain buster?
Yeah, I can do a brain buster if you want.
Okay.
I already did one, by the way. But
right now. Yeah. You did a brain buster.
Sounds like he has 47,000 of them.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah, one thing that really fascinated me when I was studying for the MCAT back in the olden days.
Yes.
Two, 3 years ago, was this idea of what's called object permanence in neonatal development. So when kids grow up, their nervous system kind of develops from head to toe. And one of the milestones that you look for, typically around, you know, like the 4 to 7 month range after they start identifying faces, which is like 4 months, 3 months, depending on who you ask, they are able to recognize that objects not inside their field of view still exist. So, I mean, that's like one of the simplest things that we can do is Earl is sitting beneath this table. I know he's there, even though he's not in my field of view. Babies can't do that, which is why peekaboo is such a fun game for them. Literally, after they can recognize your face, as soon as you close it behind your hands, to them, it simply doesn't exist anymore. And then you perform the magic trick when you open up your hands of popping your face into existence from nothing, which is pretty wild, right? Like, could you imagine? Did you imagine that?
No.
Oh my God.
That's so, that's
that is wild. I had no idea. I just thought we were having that's a good awesome. Time.
Yeah. I just thought we were entertaining the fucking kid. I didn't know he thought you disappeared. Weird.
You're
yeah,
literally like, oh, shattering you. His like belief in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're completely God. Reframing his worldview. Oh, dad's gone. Where'd he go? Oh, he's back.
That's like,
is he going to leave me again? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So yeah. Is it a good thing or a bad thing yeah. to play
is,
peekaboo?
Is it a torturous thing?
No. I mean, they seem to really enjoy it. Jax isn't of age yet, but we'll get a report on how much he enjoys it. I think it's perfectly safe to do. And I think that's one of like the things that a pediatrician might check or
Bro
like
a shitting like crazy right now. I'm leaving it unmute just so you can listen to him grunt in the background.
He looks so
like
unhappy.
He's bearing down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's got a real gritty shit face.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
boy,
wow.
That was a all right. That
That's
was a good
interesting. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I do love the notion that peekaboo, perfectly safe for babies.
Yeah.
Go ahead and continue with the peekaboo game.
Could you imagine though if we had been doing it for all these years and then all of a sudden a pediatrician came out and said, "Don't do that.
You're scarring your kid."
Could you imagine?
You're giving your kid trust issues. That's yeah. So fucked
all right,
up.
Going out to get a pack of cigarettes. Be right back. I'm going to go down to the Cheesecake Factory, have a scotch.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. That was a good one.
That was
a good one. I like that one.
That was an excellent brain buster. Before we get to, I'm sure Dad has a couple of would you rathers here. I always tell people to, you know, leave a review, and I actually went to peruse them. And since Sydney could not give a working review of Reminders of Him, by
I just don't know. I don't want to give spoilers. I don't know how that works.
Everyone who's showing up to this has, in theory, read and is a part of the book club, and so they are looking for this. And so I will let Teach CVS, who left a 5-star rating and this review of Reminders of Him on Apple Podcasts, do this for you. I have not read this yet, so this is my first reading of this review from Teach CVS, who said, "I broke my foot while on vacation, so I was really grateful that I had a good book to pass the time. A real page turner. I loved how Colleen Hoover used the letters that Kenna wrote to Scotty to tell the story of their relationship and what happened when he died. I felt really sorry for Kenna because she had no family to support her during her trial and therefore, without knowing she was pregnant, just pleaded guilty." Wow, what the fuck?
That's a juicy fucking book, guys.
That was editorial on my part. Of course, that showed the injustice of our court system. If you don't have the money, you can't escape punishment. Social commentary. Ledger was a truly good guy who took pity on Kenna and was the only person in town willing to help her. Some might say that he was being disloyal to his late best friend by sleeping with his so-called killer, but I think he wanted what was best for little Diem to know her mother. She named the baby Latin Day?
She did.
That's part of the book, yeah.
Yeah.
The only part that I thought was really difficult to believe was how quickly Scotty's parents were able to forgive Kenna after just reading that one letter, but did lead to a happy ending for Kenna and Diem. Thanks for Sydney's recommending the book. I'm looking forward to reading the next book as soon as my foot continues to heal.
That was a really good...
It was a lot better than yours.
I've never been a part of a book club. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to give spoilers.
So, Sid, you read the entire book. Did you know everything that person was talking about?
Yeah, she got away a little bit with the court system stuff. That's just a little over my head. But
you didn't think that much into it?
I didn't think that much into it. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, she found out she was knocked up. But, like, really good.
You ready for this?
Oh!
Show poop.
Yes.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Oh, that was an ass full of poop right there. Too bad this isn't on YouTube. Oh my God. That's like wiping up a lava flow.
Who's coughing?
That looks like coral reef.
Wow.
That looked like he made a sponge.
I'm signing off. We'll see y'all later.
He's wrist deep in it.
Oh my God.
Wow. All right,
so obviously the famously audio medium or visual medium of podcasting, everything just got rocked by just that was so much Jackson poop.
That was a lot of poop. A lot of poop we just saw.
I feel sick.
Yeah. That's Jackson is notorious for big poops.
Yeah. Great book review by CBS teacher.
CBS.
That was her name.
Oh.
Ledger deserves the world. Ledger deserves the world. I will say I could have. That's what I thought his name was the whole book, and then I was talking to my mom about it on the phone the next day, and she goes, "It's Ledger." I thought it was Ledger the whole time. I'm
so
like,
wait, did you think that the late star of the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, was Heath Ledger?
I've just never seen it spelled out before.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Ledger. I'm like, she does pick interesting names for like her characters, but I've never heard that one before.
Because it doesn't exist.
It probably exists somewhere.
Like Edgar with an L.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I could have done with an extra like maybe 15 to 20 pages, maybe. Like the ending was fantastic, but I will agree, like the parents forgave Kenna very quickly.
Right. And there could have been some dialogue between them. Yeah.
And I get the power of the letter that they wrote was enough to forgive her. It was a great letter, but I felt like there could have just been a little bit more dialogue and detail about that relationship coming together.
Okay, so after this trial run of the book club, what's the next book that you want to read?
All Your Perfects, Colleen Hoover. I got it in the drawer over there in the kitchen.
Okay, so now that you've seen one review, do you think that you can catapult and like do your own review after?
Do you think I can do fucking better? Yes, Mom. Yeah. I can do better.
Good. Okay. All right. We'll try it again then.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't, because then like people yell, you spoiled it, whatever. Like, I don't know how book clubs go on the internet.
It's a book club.
Well, we gave them plenty of time to read the book. Either they were going to read it or they weren't going to read it. I mean,
It's been like 2 months. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you somehow crash landed on this is your first podcast of ours, and the number one thing you come away with is, I can't believe Sydney spoiled this Colleen Hoover book for me. You are a deranged person, and welcome, because you're likely the exact kind of person that we expect
that's
to
true.
Run here.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Dad, speaking of deranged, do you have any would you rathers to
I have two.
Okay, because Ben's got jujitsu.
First one, would you rather live in a cave or live in a treehouse?
Treehouse.
Why?
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's not totally throw caves away.
Treehouse seems more homey.
Yeah.
And like you're
safer because you're up off the ground. Like
safer.
Well, there's a lot of shit that can climb trees.
But there's something can just stumble into a cave.
But cave, it's one way in, one way out more than likely. You're controlling the flow. You know, if you're just like a hollowed out hole in the side of the mountain, I don't know if this is something that leaks into a larger cavern.
You know what? We went to Sedona and we just saw a little cave that was made by who was there before? Someone a long time ago who made a cave.
Ledger Cavington.
Dad, when he was a kid in the olden times.
And I will say it looked pretty homey. And it's not a
What made you want to ask that question?
I saw it here and I thought,
well, what about it made you
I'm truly interested in who would rather live above the ground or in a cave. Ben, what was your answer?
I mean, I'm going to assume that it's a well-constructed treehouse, and then I'm going to pick treehouse. But if I have to build the damn thing, I'm living in a cave.
Right.
Yeah.
I just love that mom was searching for some deeper meaning.
Why are you questioning what I do?
Dad, of all people, walked into this with some very deep, well-thought-out reason.
450 fucking questions, and I just fucking picked one. I mean, what? Who gives a shit rat's ass what the reason is?
All right, now you're just cussing for fun right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hot balls.
Did you answer the question, by the way?
I said treehouse. What did you say? Man.
I said cave.
Why?
Because I like being on the ground. I can block off the entrance to the cave if I'd like to as well at night. I like the cave. I can build fires in the cave.
See, I think about things like bringing in the groceries. How you get? I'm not carrying them up the treehouse. Bring them in the cave.
I'm thinking treehouse too, though. In the trees, you're going to get a lot of bugs.
Cave, you'd probably get more.
Yeah, it's damp.
That is true, man.
I feel like you're splitting hairs here.
You could have rats like crawling around.
Snakes, little hand signals of the rats.
Snakes.
All right, here's another one. Would you rather be inside a portable toilet when it's pushed over?
What?
would you rather be in an inside a portable toilet when it gets pushed over?
You mean a porta potty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you thought. What did you think?
Ledger?
What'd you think?
I don't want to even try and describe it. God. Please just keep going.
Ledger stuck in a portable toilet.
Were you thinking it was a toilet on wheels that someone was driving around?
No, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Just keep going.
Okay. Would you rather be inside
a porta potty?
A porta potty when it's pushed over, or die 3 weeks earlier than you normally would have?
Give me the porta potty.
Really?
Yeah, you could hose off of that. I mean,
would you rather get pushed over in a porta potty or die 3 weeks earlier than you're supposed to? I know, it's a wild question.
Honestly, you can have them 3 weeks. At that point,
I'm saying too.
I said die 3 weeks early. Yeah. Push me over in the porta potty. Yeah. I mean,
I figured you and Dad would say that.
So let me be clear. You want to be pushed over in a porta potty that may not only contain that wild ass blue dye that they use to kill whatever they want to kill and the chemicals that come out of your body, and containing pounds, like not ounces. We just saw Jackson's shitful ass on this podcast. It could contain hundreds of times of that you would now be covered in.
Yes.
And you think you can just wash that away?
Along with many other things.
Yeah, yes. I mean, needles, tampons, everything in there.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll wash it away and live an extra 3 weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
What are you going to get out of an extra 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Oh, you know.
Especially those bad 3 weeks at the end.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They're usually not great anyway.
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know when the 3 weeks are. Maybe it's 3 weeks from today when I could be doing
exactly
a lot of
things. Like, if it's 3 weeks from today, like, I'm living a pretty good life right now.
No,
like,
if I'm 98 and it's 3 weeks, I may, you know, choose.
That's part of the gamble.
Right.
Then push me over in a porta potty.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I'm with you, Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Hard pass on the Mikey A. I mean, that seems like a pretty easy answer.
No, I don't think you ever will feel clean again.
Yeah, I just don't think you recover from that ever. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What did Ben say, Sid?
Die three weeks early. He also just decided he can't go to jiu-jitsu and took off his shoes. So
why?
Why are you not going? He said it's too late.
Oh,
you could have just left.
You could have just left, like Jake left after his baby shit. Yeah. So
he said it. He said it was.
He would have missed Jackson's poop.
Yeah, I missed it though.
This was a particularly gross brand of sorry in advance. And if you enjoyed it,
God
make sure
bless you.
Download, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review, like this one from Norm0805 that said, "I really enjoyed the podcast with Jordan Rudolph as a guest." In parentheses, you should invite guests more often. She is very articulate yet down to earth woman. It seems it would be fun to have lunch with her and her husband. In parentheses, it would be fun to have lunch with any of you, really. On a side note, I was trying to determine if the Rudolphs seemed familiar to me. I've never met them nor heard her on a podcast before. Then it dawned on me why. A family that I attended church with and with whom I am good friends have twin boys named Kyle and Jordan. So there you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow,
That podcast review was written in a diction that leads me to believe that person was a very unlikely candidate to be a listener to this podcast regularly.
Yeah, I agree.
Got their act together.
Hey, we draw in all kinds. You can't explain it sometimes. So I
drew in Ben.
Hey, yes. Ben, we're glad we could make this go long enough so you didn't have to go to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking hear about it later. Trust me.
Damn podcast.
You got your squat rack delivered. Get your ass under the heavy bar.
Yes. Get under the bar.
Bending, you're just pretending. Thank you, as always. We're sorry in advance.
I'm sorry I gave a shitty book review.